How many is ready for Vision Sunday? Are you ready? How many like hearing fresh vision? How many like hearing old vision? Okay, we like new vision, right? We like new vision. Today we're going to give you some present directional vision. And we're talking about, through this whole series, has been Kickstart. And today we're talking about Kickstart the Vision. Now, if you have missed any of this series, today's the last day of the series. Not a long series. Today's the fourth Sunday of this series. I highly recommend that you go back and catch up anything you missed, because all these are like a chain link together. Without having each message, you won't have the full strength of your purpose in your life, of your vision in your life, what God wants to do in our life. And many people have responded to this series and have told me, Pastor, I believe it's some of the best teaching we've done here at Destiny. It's really bringing into focus God's will for my life and how I can engage and see it come to pass. And so I just want you to get a fresh vision. You know, it's Helen Keller who said, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. You know, we got to have vision in our life. Without vision, we perish, is what the Bible says. And I love what George Washington Carver said. He says, where there is no vision, there is no hope. And some of you are walking around your life without, man, I don't have a lot of hope in my life right now. I don't have a lot of spunk in my life right now. I feel like I'm just, all hope is dead. And I say, you need a fresh dose of vision in your life. Fresh vision inspires fresh hope. It keeps you from becoming complacent in your life, in your spiritual journey. And God designed all of us to have vision. Now, vision without action is just a dream, right? We got to have a process. And that's why we spent the last couple of weeks talking about the process and purpose and how we put that into action and how we do something about it. So today, if you've already had those sermons, today is really going to make a lot more sense to you, because now that we're putting into action, where do we go from here? Habakkuk says in chapter 2, verse 2, this is what the Bible says. Look what it says here. Write the vision. Make it plain. Write the vision. Make it plain. I think that was, who was it? It was Walt Disney who had died, and 5 years later, before Disney World had opened, and on the day Disney World was opening, that someone leaned over to Walt Disney's wife and said, wouldn't have Walt loved to have seen this? And she leaned back over and said, he did. That's why it's here. See, Jesus, the Bible says that we are to write down the vision. Go back to that verse. Go back, write the vision. Write. Everybody say write. We got to write the vision and make it hard to understand, right? No. It says write the vision and make it plain. Let me put in other words to you. Make it simple for people to understand. Not that it's a simple vision, but we put it into a context that makes it simple so people can read it and run with it. That he who runs can read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. So we got to realize that God has a vision for our life. God has a plan for our life. And then as that comes to pass, that we're instructed to write down the vision. Just don't say, I have a dream. I want you to begin to write it down, okay? So if you haven't taken time to write down your personal vision yet, you need to begin to pray about it. God, help me write down a simple plan, a simple dream. Not that the dream is not complex in its entirety of it coming to pass and what it looks like, but I'm talking about write it down. Make it, how's it fit into a couple of sentences or one sentence where I can read it and remember the vision that you're giving me for my life? Well, we got to write it down. We got to make it plain so that when we read it, we can run with it. You know, here at Destiny, we spent some time, the staff and myself, we spent some time this summer meeting together, went away for a little time together, talking about fresh vision, where we're heading as a church. And one of the things that we are striving to do and become better at is that we want to communicate the vision repetitively over and over again so it becomes clear to all of us. Sometimes we feel like we have the vision, and maybe you get tired of hearing it, but we believe that we can't share it enough. You can't share the vision enough. We can't share it enough. And so you'll see throughout our sermon series, you'll see throughout our teaching times and through specific times throughout the year where we're continually sharing the vision. keeping the main thing the main thing, so that all who hear it, all who read it, can run with it. Are you ready to run with the vision? All right, all three of you. Anybody else want to run with the vision? All right. This side of the auditorium, Tim and LaDonna, you're going to have to stand up and get your guys going or something, because this side's ready for the vision, but I didn't hear anybody on this side. Is anybody on this side ready for the vision? Okay. All right. That's a little better there. How about this middle section? You guys ready for the vision? And this side, I know you're ready. This side's ready for the vision? All right. I'm excited to share what God has placed in our hearts. Our vision for every person here at Destiny. If you don't know it, we want to make it very clear to you that, number one, for every person that comes to Destiny, we want to make it clear that you would know your purpose, that God has plans for your life. God says, I've got a plan for your life, I've got a purpose for your life, and that you would fully understand that we were created, and God has a plan for our life, and we're created for a purpose. What is that purpose? Well, Jesus, I think, answered it very clear for us in Luke chapter 10. He was asked, hey, Jesus, all these people are making up all these rules and laws and all these commands are going out. Well, what do you want us to do? So Jesus made it very simple. I love it. He's that way. He goes, let me just tell you right here. Let me sum it all up for you, and I want you to gear right here. And I believe if we'll gear our mind to this purpose, if we'll gear our heart to this purpose, that the other things will begin to come into place in our life. Jesus said, I want you to love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And then I want you to learn to love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus was making it very clear. I want you to love God, love people, and then teach others to do the same. That's why we have it printed on the side of our building. As you're driving down Range Line, you can see our purpose for every person on the side of our building out here is simply this: to love God, to love people, to teach others to do the same. As you come here, our purpose, as you learn your purpose, that you know you were created for a purpose, that God has a purpose for your life, and that you will love God. None of us will fully love God with all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our will, all of our emotions, everything within us. We're not going to fully get there until we get to heaven. So it's an ongoing journey. It's an ongoing process. None of us have arrived. We all need to continue to work and grow in this area. And then, of course, we know that we got to love people, right? Especially the people that vote just like us, right? That's who we want to love, right? How about we really want to love the people who give us the most likes on Facebook? That's the people we want to love, right? No. We got to learn to love people who even voted differently than you did. We got to learn to love people who don't look like you do. We got to learn to love people who don't believe the same way you do. We got to learn to love people who rub us the wrong way, and we want to slap some sense into sometimes, but we got to learn to love those people. We got to learn to be Jesus to those people. And so we are gearing up saying, I got to learn what it means to fully love God, and I've got to learn what it means to fully love people. And once I get to that place in my spirit, then I got to turn around and teach others to do the same thing. This is what Jesus wants us to do. We believe it's the heart of every believer here at Destiny. We want you to understand you have a purpose in life. You have a purpose in life. Pastor Jeff, give me a hand real fast. Today, let me go back and reshare this again. We talked about this, surrendering our purpose. All of us got a vision for our life. We get a vision for our life, and our vision's over here, and we're like doing our thing. But the problem is this: we live our vision right here, and when we chase this vision all of our life, what's going to happen? We chase our vision down here, and when we finally reach it, we realize it's empty. I lived my life for my own vision. I accomplished it, and I look around. Who did I bring with me? Who did I help with me along the vision? Who am I impacting for the kingdom? And if we're not careful, our own vision will take us out over here, far away. It's not necessarily a bad vision. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's our vision. You see, what we got to realize is this: to have fulfillment in life, to have your purpose in life fulfilled, is we got to continue to bring our vision under the greater scope of God's vision. This is where our vision takes life. This is where our vision succeeds. This is where our vision has meaning. This is where our vision has purpose.
that God, you've already got a vision. God, you're already blessing a vision. I got to bring that vision. So if I have a vision for my business, my vision is just not for me to succeed, but God, I bring my vision under you. God, may my company succeed so that I can help more people. I want to employ more people. I want to bring the kingdom into my business. I want to share God with the people I'm ministering to and working for and working underneath me. May they know that's what it's like to work for a Christian business owner. May they have a place that cares about them and their family. May I have a place, so if my kingdom grows and my vision grows, that God, I can get back into the kingdom even more. Time, talent, treasure. God, I want to bring it all unto you. See, here is the blessing. Where we make a mistake is we get our own vision. All right, God, now bless my vision. God, bless my vision. No, our vision gets blessed when it submits to the vision of God. Everybody say amen. That's good stuff right there. All right. So we realize that first and foremost, our vision. Thank you, Pastor Jeff. Our vision must be submitted under God's vision and come underneath there. It's been the whole theme of this series, which brings us to second point number two, that you live your life for something that has meaning. That you would live your life for something that has meaning. I don't want you to live your life for something that doesn't mean anything. I want you to come in and know you have a purpose, and I want you to live your life for something that has eternal meaning. I want you to live your life for something that has value, that's going to have an eternal value. Are you understanding me? Because we're going to be pointed, we're going to be pulled in all different directions in our life, and if we're not careful, we'll get to the end of our life and say, boy, I chased the wrong thing, right? I went after the wrong thing in my life. I want to go after something that's going to have an eternal value. I don't want to just grow a church and just grow a big church so I can brag and say, boy, look how big we've gotten to destiny. Look, I don't want to do that. No, I want to grow large so that we can have a large impact on this community. I want to grow large so we can reach the hurting people, that we can reach the children, that we can reach the teenagers, that we can reach the brokenhearted. We can reach the people who are unchurched, and we can run together, and we can reach this community, and together we can send missionaries, and we can support missionaries, home missionaries, foreign missionaries, people out of here who are being trained and sent out around the U.S. and around the globe. Why? Because we want to have an impact. I don't want to get to the end of my life and be like, man, I didn't really do the right thing. Yeah, we had a great church, but who was all coming? A bunch of Christians high-fiving each other and say, boy, don't you look good today? No, I want to come together where we went after the brokenhearted. We chased after the one. We left the 99, and we didn't go after just going after people with money, but we went after people who would reach, who we needed to reach for Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me this morning? I want to do something that makes a difference. And I want you to sell out and say, I'm ready for my life to make a difference. I want to reach somebody. I want my life to matter. That's what I want you to be inspired today. Say, I want my life to matter. And number three, that I live a life that really matters, right? I live a life that really matters. When I get done, did my life really matter? I want my life to have meaning, and I want my life to have mattered. Who am I bringing? Am I living my life for eternity, or am I living my life for the present day? If you're living your life for the present day, then your blessing will be just for the present day. But when you live your life for eternity, then your blessing is going to be for eternity. I can't wait to see all the people when I get to heaven that say, you know what? I came to Jesus because you reached out to me. I came to Jesus because you ministered to me. I came to Jesus because you loved on me when nobody else would. I came to Jesus because you invited me when everybody else ignored me. I came to Jesus because of something that we did. I can't wait to spend eternity with people who are saying, thank you. Thank you. What a blessing that's going to be. I want you to have that same experience, that we come together and we say, you know what, my life was lived for something that really mattered. I don't want you chasing the wrong thing. Listen, let's combat that, because if we let society tell us what to chase after, we're chasing the wrong thing. Social media gets me chasing after the wrong thing. We got to determine what is important, what really matters. I got to make sure I chase after the right thing. See, God wants all of us to be saved, right? I make no bones about it. If you're coming here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus wants you to know Him as Lord of your life. God wants you to be saved. He doesn't want you to spend eternity lost without Him. He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. You can be redeemed today. That means forgiven, put into right standing with God, spend eternity with Jesus. We make no bones about it. We want you to be saved. That's why we open the doors. That's why we do everything we do, because we want you to be saved. And once you make that decision to be saved, then we want you to be free. We want you to be free. We don't want you just to come in and make a decision to follow after Christ and then go out of here and be chained up to our addiction, chained up to our sin, chained up living the same way. No, I want you to experience freedom, spiritual freedom, that you can walk and you can enjoy this present Christianity walk that you're living with God. That you grow in the Holy Spirit and realize, man, He's empowering me today. I want you to be free, right? I want you to be free. Saved. I want you to be free. And then I want you to know your purpose. I want you to experience and know your purpose. You see, every Sunday, we have a vision to this. Every Sunday, we have a vision to teach the Word of the Lord and to inspire all the believers that are in the house. We want to teach you the Word of the Lord, and we want to inspire you. Not just train you, okay? Because teach and train can seem like a job, okay? So I put teach and inspire, because we want to teach you, but we also want to inspire you. I hope when you leave, you're like, yes, I'm ready to do something for God. Yes, I had a new freedom today. Yes, the Word of the Lord's coming alive in my heart. And man, I'm inspired, Jeff. I want to break out of my shell, and I want to do something that means something for God. We want to teach and inspire every believer. But we also, we want to reach every person who's a non-believer. We want to reach the open chair. Remember, we spent a lot of time talking about this in the spring. And as a church leadership, we talked about if we believe in the open chair as a priority, then we got to start using them more and more and more in our verbiage, in our talking, in our teaching. And we come back and remember that the reason why we are here is also to reach the unbeliever, the open chair, the person who's not sitting in the chair. If there's an empty seat next to you, it should bother you. If there's an empty seat in front of you, it should bother you. If there's an empty seat in your section, it should bother you, because there's somebody who's dying and going to hell and they need to know that Jesus loves them. There's somebody who's sitting alone crying this morning because they feel all alone, like nobody cares, and we have the gospel to bring to them. There's somebody who doesn't even know they need to be here that we got to love and bring in. It should bother us. It should rock us to our core that there's people who need to know Jesus, and they're not here. It's not enough just to open the doors. We got to fill every open chair we can. And if we fill the open chairs, and then we'll start another service. And if we can't do another service, we'll build another building. We'll do something. But let's continue to say, I want to reach people. It's why we're here, right? It's why every Sunday we have a vision to teach and inspire believers. And just as equally, we want to reach the open chair. That's why environment matters. That's why environment matters. That's why we put so much attention into this service, because we realize that there's going to be people coming in who need to be hear Jesus for the first time. They need to experience Jesus for the first time. And if you're bringing somebody who needs to know Jesus, we may only have one shot. And I can tell you this, we're going to bust our hiney doing everything we can, praying, preparing. We're going to prepare and bring Jesus the best that we can to people who need to hear it. Why? Because it matters. Environment matters. Everything we do, from the experience they get out of the car, to the time they walk in the front doors, to the time they bring come into the service, to the time they leave here and go back to the car, everything matters. Environment matters. Everything is well thought through and thinking. If a person who's coming in, who's never been to church before, walks in our building, would they feel welcomed? Or would they feel like this place is a bunch of Christian people that I can't relate to and I don't belong here? No, we're doing everything we can to combat that and saying, man, we love you. We want you here. You're welcome here. So they feel relaxed. They feel warm, loved. They feel accepted. And then when we come, boom, the Holy Spirit can hit them with the Word of the Lord. Environments matter. Well, Pastor, I think there's a lot more of us believers than there is people in the open chair. So we should be gearing the church more toward us. You're saying like 50-50. It should be equal. We should be doing both. But we're not going to. No, we're not going to. You don't want to know why you feel that way? Because it's been a long time since you brought somebody you loved who doesn't know Jesus to the house of the Lord. Because I tell you this, and I make a promise. You bring your son who doesn't know Jesus, You bring your grandchild who doesn't know Jesus. You bring your coworker who you like who doesn't know Jesus. You're going to appreciate that our church goes out of the way to reach that person. You're going to appreciate, man, I know if I bring that. Yeah, you can get God a hand clap for that. That's fine. Because we would appreciate it. If you're bringing somebody you love and you only got one shot, you'll appreciate that we're going everything we can to reach that person. Thinking it through. And if you don't care about that, then maybe it's been a long time since you brought somebody you loved, right? We got to think that through and say, all right, I've got to be bringing people. There's people here I need to be bringing this morning. There's people I need to stay after. I don't give up on them. I invited them once. They said, no, well, keep after them. Just keep loving on them. Let the Holy Spirit work through you. That's why environment matters. The open chair really does bug us. The open chair really does drive us crazy. Not because we're numbers driven, but because we want to reach people for Jesus. Are you hearing me? We want to reach people for Jesus. That's why we exist. And once we reach them for Jesus, we want to see them set free. We want to teach them how to reach others and do the same thing in their life. Today, I want to give you some present directional vision. How many want to hear some good changes coming up this semester in this school year? Are you excited about that? Come on, give God a hand clap. Let me talk about some present directional vision, some things that are happening here, tangible things that are happening this semester for the rest of the school year. First of all, we are starting the first Wednesday worship. First Wednesday worship time. The first Wednesday of every month from 7 to 8, we're going to have an hour of worship. In that time of worship, we're going to have about 10 to 15 minutes of teaching time as well. And it's not going to be, I know before we've done some things where we had just an acoustic down here and, you know, and just a few people praying. It's not that at all. We're going to have a full Sunday morning worship team, full Sunday morning worship band. We're going to have full lights and media going. It's going to be a full service. One of our pastoral staff will be bringing a 10 to 15 minute mini message to you as well during the middle of the week. And so it's going to be a full-fledged service. We want you to come and support that. Why? Because we're doing this. We're cutting away Wednesday nights traditionally. What we've done in the past, we've had Wednesday night classes that have been offered. And what happens is that is we have a good turnout for the first week, and the second week goes down a little bit. By the third week, it's just a teacher and a few core people coming, and we're not seeing people support it. So we're talking about it. All right, if we want to make more on-ramps for people to know, and we're going to be talking about the next vision, part of this vision in just a second, is we got to cut out some things and make room. So we're cutting out the Wednesday night traditional classes. We're going to a first Wednesday night worship service. And I want you to attend this. If you have people who can't get here on a Sunday morning, then that first Wednesday will be a great spot to bring them out with you, and they can get a taste of destiny on a Wednesday night from 7 to 8. I promise you, we're going to put the same effort that we're putting in on Sunday morning. We'll go in that first Wednesday worship, okay? So turn to your neighbor and say, I want you coming on Wednesday if you can, man, on that first Wednesday of the month, one time a month, okay? One time a month. Then the second thing we're going to be doing, we're starting DC groups. DC groups. I'm excited about this because as a staff, as we talk about on-ramps, we've been talking about on-ramps of community. And what's the most important part of Destiny's future going forward is we believe we got to continue to make avenues for people to come on and build community together. Besides just Sunday morning, we got to have an avenue for people who want to come and meet friends and do life together and support each other and build relationships. And so we have put together through the staff, through special meeting and training, we're putting together several groups that you can be a part of. I'm going to ask our DC group leaders to come on up as far as our pastoral staff. The Parlins and the Dealers are going to come up and join me in the front. They're going to talk about this in just a second. And I'm really excited because we have approximately around 15 small groups that are going to be available for you to be involved in. Now, they're different interests. Some are traditional. Hey, we're just going to take a sermon notes on Sunday morning, talk about it. Some are going to be doing a specialized study. Some are women's groups. Some are men's groups. Some are, hey, we're going to meet together and pray and then walk the mall. We're going to walk together. I mean, lots of different things, places you can be involved. We have different avenues. These are all going to be found back. We have a list of current groups right now back at our hub. If you go to Destiny website, we'll have a list of all those there. It's all current. We have a few more we're going to be adding to that list over this next week. But I want you to hear the heart of these leaders and kind of talk about a little bit about DC groups and why this is important to the staff and really to the body of Destiny Church.
Well, we believe that growth happens outside of church. There's something awesome that happens here when we're here corporately, but when we get to go and have a meal with one another and pray for one another, it really is exactly, you know, New Testament church kind of thing like that. How many here went to a football game or something this weekend? Anybody, or watched one on TV or something like that? The thing about those kinds of, you know, when you're watching a game, you're kind of a spectator, you know. Then if you've got maybe like a child that's playing in the game or a friend that's playing in the game, you have a little bit more connectivity to that team. But what would happen if you are actually one of the coaching staff or a player on the team, the difference that you feel about that connectivity to the team? And that's the idea of DC groups. Sometimes it's easy for us to come on Sunday morning and kind of spectate and watch. But what God is wanting us to do is to actually be a part of a group outside of here that's doing things that this large group may not necessarily be able to do very well. And so that's kind of our heart with DC groups. And so I'll let Jen talk a little bit about kind of our group and what we do.
We've been involved with DC groups for a while, and I kind of wanted to step back and think about why. Why was our heart so drawn to that? And it turns out that these people that we meet with, these people that we've had community with, they're the people that know when you're struggling. They know when you need prayer. They join with you when you are joyful of something, and then when you are going through something in life. And we need other people surrounding us, other people supporting us. We need other moms to mother us as we go through that life. We need other people along this with us, doing life with us. So I issue you a challenge to try it. We can come up with many reasons why it might not be good for us, or maybe it won't work out. But I ask you to use those reasons why not as a, I'm going to try it. I'm going to go beyond that moment of, ooh, that might not be comfortable. Because if we've only ever done what we have done, we'll only ever be what we are. So try it.
Thinking about the Connect groups, I had just a couple of things. We all bump into people, you know, work and friends, family, that need to be connected. They need to know Jesus. They need to have the opportunity to hear about Jesus and know what that life is like. A lot of those people, if you say, hey, come to church with me Sunday morning, they're real, no, that's way too churchy. That's way too intimidating. A lot of people wouldn't don the door of an official corporate church meeting. But if you just said, hey, some friends from church are going to get together and we're going to share a meal together and just kind of hang out tonight, that's a lot more relaxed, a lot more inviting, and, you know, to just get the foot in the door, just to get them to know and hear about Jesus. So they would possibly do that kind of thing as opposed to, hey, come to this big corporate meeting kind of thing. So I'm real excited about that fact. And also, I was just thinking about personally what Connect Group life groups have done for me personally. I know when I was a new Christian, when we first got married, the Connect groups that we had gone to and the women's, we did a little women's Bible study, that was such a learning experience. I got to see mature Christians and see how a Christian walk, look what it looked like. See, you know, see how it was done. Learned about that. Learned so much in those little small groups together, and that opportunity to be in a group in a meeting and be able to ask a question without fear of you know, it sounding like a silly question or whatever. Or what about this? Or what about that? That there's an opportunity for that. So just some things to think about.
All right. Hey, so I get to be the anchor man, all right? Hey, if you're a man in the house, stand up. Right now, stand up. Everybody stand up. All the men in the house, stand up, stand up, stand up. All the men in the house, stand up. Even if you can't stand up, have somebody prop you up. Hey, I want to talk to you guys for a minute, okay? Connect groups are very, very important. And as men, I'm talking to you right now specifically, but women, this applies to you too. Do you guys know that you have an enemy? The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:8 that the devil is roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Do you know he wants to kill you? Do you know he wants to destroy you? Do you know he wants to make you slip and fall?
Do you know he wants to, you know, it makes him happy whenever you sin? Do you know it makes him happy whenever you are by yourself, when no one is there to protect you? No one is there to help you. Do any of you guys ever feel weak? Any of you guys ever feel weak? Do you know that you have an enemy? Pastor Joe, do you know that you have an enemy that wants to seek you? He wants to find you out. He wants to destroy you. He wants to take you down to the pits of hell with him. And I'm talking to you, men, because this week, okay, the enemy attacked me. Okay, he knows where you are weak. And whenever you are alone and whenever there's no one there with you, he knows. He's looking. He's seeking. He's roaming about like a roaring lion, ready to devour you, ready to kill you, ready to take you down. And so accountability groups are one way. You know, groups, you can call them whatever you want. DC Connect groups. I call these particular, what I'm talking about is accountability groups. And I'm inviting every one of you men, whether you're sitting or standing, whether you're here, whether you hear my voice afar, Tuesday night, right back here, we're going to meet from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'm not just plugging this group, I'm plugging all groups. You've got to have someone that you connect with, someone that whenever you're struggling, you can say, hey man, I'm struggling. And you can't get to that point unless you take time to establish relationship. I want you guys to look to your right. Everybody look to your right. Everybody look to your left. Those are the people that the enemy is wanting to destroy. Those are the people that the enemy is wanting to devour. And I'm telling you right now that God wants the men of the church to stand up and be leaders, okay? And so that's what I'm calling you to. Women, do you want the men of the church to lead? Huh? Come on now. So I'm challenging you guys to get, if you're a man, get involved with DC men. Otherwise, I want you guys to get involved in a connect group, all right? Okay?
Thank you, guys. As our other staff come on up real fast and quickly, I want to just say, you know, we're going to have a list of those groups. We're not going to be promoting every single group by name. We're not going to be promoting. What you'll hear us from now on is talking Pastor Mike when he's giving the welcome. He'll simply say, don't forget, we want you connected in the group. Go to our website, check out a list of our groups. They're all right there listed. It's all current. It'll be changed. We'll be adding a few more that's not listed right now. It's on there. Going to be coming this week. We have a printed out list back here in the back for those of you who are cell phone challenged technology, but we're going to have it there. You can look right there and just go pick out a group. You say, you know what? I went to a group and those people were weird, so I don't know what to do. Listen, try out a lot of groups, okay? Just keep try out many groups. Try out a couple different groups and finally you'll find a group that you go in and go, oh, this feels like a good group of people. And you can all be weird together. Right? Then you find a group you fit into and you all be weird together. It's okay. Okay. So it's all right. Just try them out. Some of them meet once a month. Some are going to meet a couple times a month. It doesn't make a difference. We want you to get involved in community. We need each other. When we're not in community, we're not building those relationships. As Pastor Tom said, then we become weak and become vulnerable to the enemy attacking us. Now, I'm excited about what's going on with Go Teams. Tell us quickly what's going on with Go Teams this next semester.
We have so much going on with our Go Teams outreach team. You know, we have a heart to just serve people, serve the community, reach in the church as much as we reach outside the church. So that's what you're going to see as Go Teams as we move forward. We have our Sunday serve days coming up and just a whole bunch of different things as we gear toward the holidays and just helping people in need. You'll see us literally just flood the streets and flood the community with no agenda but to love on people and give out food to the homeless. So if you have a heart for missions, if you have a heart for outreach, and you want to be the extended arm of Destiny Church, please get with myself and my wife. We'd love to talk to you about Go Teams.
Yeah, well, I'm Jeff. This is my beautiful wife, Kristen, and we kick off the youth ministry tonight. This will be our first meeting of the semester. We've done some fun stuff throughout the summer, but this semester and this school year, really, we're just focused on stripping things back to the basics. We're going to focus on just a few things. One is a corporate time of worship like we'll have tonight. We'll have worship. It'll be a setting kind of like this, just geared more towards the youth. We'll have messages specifically designed for students ages 6th through 12th grade. And then we're going to be focusing on connect groups like we've been talking about. We want these kids connected. We want to get in the trenches with them as their youth pastors, as our staff. As we've been praying leading up to this, we just feel like it's vitally important. Third, we're going to focus on serving, not just in the church, but in the community as well. We're partnering with Mike and the Go Teams, going to be doing more out in the community. And then last, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We love your kids. We want you guys to please make it a point to be there tonight. We're just going to have the parents for a few minutes, but we just want you there. We want your kids there. We want to love on them, and yeah, we're excited. Thank you, guys.
Well, I'm Latricia, and this is my handsome husband, Justin. We are the children's pastor for Known. That's our name of our group back there. And this is the verse that even inspired us to name our department Known. It's from 1 Jeremiah, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Our vision is to prepare our students to be able to go out and be the hands and feet of God. So as they move up the scale of the different classes in our church and even out in our communities, that they will know who they are and they will draw others in as well.
And the way that we're really excited about doing that this year is that we're going to really be incorporating small groups. They're going to become really a lot of the basis for a lot of the things that we do in class. We were just talking with a few of our leaders this morning about some things that we want to do to kind of shake things up. So we're excited. And if you have a heart for kids, come partner with us. We'd be glad to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, let's give big hands and go back. If DC groups are a big part of our church, then we're going to start focusing on the elementary. And so when they get to teens, it becomes a natural thing. And when they graduate our teen ministry, they will say, I naturally need to plug into an adult small groups. It's going to become the DNA of everything we do. We're going to gather together like we do today for corporate worship. The Bible says, don't forsaking, gather together. We're going to inspire people. We're going to reach out for the lost. We're going to serve the community. And we're also going to come together in small groups. And we're going to have different avenues. That list is only going to grow over time as people want to share groups and do things. And we're going to say, you know what? I don't know if I could do this, but you know what? I can get some people who want to go exercise, and we can have a devotion, and then we'll go exercise and walk together. That's great. You know, if you have those things, we want those things to happen. So if you have those ideas, bring them to one of those group leaders next semester and say, I have an idea for a group. We love to hear those. I'd love to incorporate those into our DC small groups. I'm really, really excited. Let me give you a couple more things before we close today. I'm going to highlight for you. We're starting the next level leadership meeting. And this is, I'm really excited about this because as a church body, we realize this, that we never outgrow our leadership. Okay. We'll never outgrow our leadership. And so it's important that we continue to expand our DC leaders and we expand our leadership. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be leadership training with specific people. I've been doing it with our staff. Now what's going to happen once a quarter, our staff is going to be reaching out to the people who are serving in their ministries, especially the ones who are stepping up, who are going the extra mile, who are showing the initiative, showing the drive, showing the commitment, saying we're carrying the vision of this ministry, carrying a vision of the house. And we're going to spot those leaders and say, all right, we want you to come to the next level leadership meeting, and they're going to be hearing from me. We're going to be training up the next level of leaders and leadership in the house, because that's the ones we're going to expand with and grow with, and we're really excited about growing that next level of leadership base around our staff, and it's called the next level leadership meeting. You say, I want to be a part of that. How many want to be a part of that? You like to be a part of that? Then get involved and serve, and you'll have a chance to get in part of that, okay? All right, next thing, we're also really going to be upping our First Impressions ministry, upping our First Impressions ministry. We already do, I think, a good job of this, but we want to take it to even a higher level, and we're going to be focusing on every person who comes from the parking lot until they get into the front door, until they come into the auditorium, until they leave. We want to make it the best experience for the person who's never been here before, especially for the person who's never even been in the church before, the open chair. And so we're going to look at creative ways of welcoming people, making them feel at home, out of the welcome. We're going to create an environment that's going to be conducive to that. One of the things I'm really excited about that we're working on right now is we're developing a VIP program. It's going to go on social media where if you have a friend who wants to come, if they would like to, they don't have to, but if they'd like to, they can VIP before they come. Let us know, hey, on this day, I'm going to be here on this service or the first service. And when they show up, we'll know who's coming. We'll have a host waiting for them. And when they walk in the door, that host will greet them. They will show them around, show them the kids' classroom, show them all a part of the church. They'll sit with them through church. They'll encourage them and walk them back out and let them know it's good to have them and just make it a VIP experience. experience. That's going to be really cool. How many think that's a really cool thing? We're upping it here. Okay? Why? Because the open chair matters. The open chairs matters, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure we welcome people in who don't know Jesus, right? All right. If you don't want that, they can still come to church without having a VIP experience. But those of you who are like, I don't know, that makes me nervous. You don't have to do that. But some people want that. We're going to make it available for them. And the last thing I want to share with you is a building plans update. How many excited about the future of Destiny Church and where we're going, right? I think we have the building plans that have just been submitted back to us. The outside of the building. Look at this. This is the new home of Destiny Church eventually. This is the new plans that's been given to us, colorized. What do you think? This is pretty cool, right? We're really excited about this. Now, where we're at in the stages of this, we're about 98% done with the plans. They're tweaking a few things on the inside, moving a few classrooms around, and it's going to be done very quickly. And over the next few weeks, we should have the finished plans. As soon as we have those finished plans, then the next step will be this. We'll take those plans, submit them to different building companies, and have bids on building these plans out. Once we have a handful of bids submitted, and then we'll take that and submit it. Next step will be submitting it to the bank. And as we submit it to the banks and different banks as well for bids on the building, we'll find out what is the next step. If we go to the bank and they said, all right, you need to raise so much money for a down payment before you do that, we'll know what step A is. If they say, you need to increase your revenue, we'll know what that looks like, and we work toward that together. We'll have a definite plan at the first step. How many know we just got to write the vision down? We're going to dream a dream that's bigger than ourselves. We're going to dream a dream that can reach this city, that can make an impact for generation on the generation on the generation. Can you imagine this? We're going to have a place that can minister to 13 to 1,400 people at one time and multiply that times two services. Man, we're going to have a place that can reach 2,500, 3,000 people at one time that we can have coming on our campus right here on Rangeline in the hub of two communities right here together. I mean, God is up to something. We can't do it alone. It's going to take all of us working together. And when we do our part, it's still going to be God. Now you got to come and do what we can't do. And if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. If your dream doesn't shake you and make you nervous, it's not big enough. I'm telling you, we want to have a dream that says, God, the only way this can happen is, God, if you get involved. And God's like, exactly, that's what I want to happen. So that I can't get credit, you can't get credit, all credit goes to God. And so we're going to dream big, and I'm excited about where we're going. Stand on your feet this morning. You say, Pastor, I'm excited. How many is excited about the present directional vision of destiny? Are you excited? Listen, we want you to be a part. Thank you so much. We want you to sell out in your heart. If you're here today and say, man, I need to make Jesus my Lord and Savior today, I say right now, as we're singing this song, you prayed this prayer. Jesus, I accept you as Lord of my life. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I want to make you Lord of my life today. If you want to get into the vision today, let's celebrate with this last song. Let's pick up our hearts. Let's pick up our hands. Let's put them together. Let's celebrate the vision God has brought us together. Together, we can do more than we could ever do by ourselves. God's building something. Come on, Pastor Joe. You know, I'll put that picture of the church back up here if you would a second, guys. I want to show you one thing. I forgot to mention this in my excitement. Everybody see this door here? I like this. It's pretty cool right here. This is actually a glass garage door so that we can open on good days like today when the weather's nice. We can open that thing all the way up, have the music pumping, and people can come in and out with a big welcoming atmosphere. How many think that's a pretty cool thing, that we just open up the church, make the church open and welcome? It's going to be really cool. I just had to point out that little thing to you. I'm really excited. I hope you're excited. Let's come together. Come on, each one of us got to carry a piece of the vision. Each one of us got to carry a piece of the vision. When you let it down, man, you're making it heavier for somebody else. Help the load to be light. Take your part. I'm going to run, and I'm going to take up my part. I'm going to take up my part. You take up your part. And together we run with the vision that God's given us for reaching this community and making it hard for people to go to hell from the four state area. How many think that's a great thing? Amen. Put your hands together one more time. Let's bless the Lord. We love you. God bless you. Turn to somebody, give them a high five and say, I love you. It was good to be with you in church. I love the vision.